Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 22nd of December, recording from London at 8:21 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this has been a day to forget as far as I'm concerned, mainly because of my computer problems, but having written a therapeutic little item on that in Comment of the Day, I won't dwell on the subject. But it's complicated my production somewhat, as you can imagine. Now, stock markets. This is the least difficult area to deal with at this stage. I never say anything's easy, because it ain't. And as far as the stock markets are concerned, there is still no evidence that this very good rally is over. Now, that, as I've said before, does not make me more bullish, because you and I know that all good rallies end in tears. What else could happen? And the more they go up, the more they eventually come down. And this is a good rally, but it is still in form. Here's Australia, up for the ninth day in a row. Likely to see a bit of a pause before long, perhaps. But as long as we don't get to sort of major downward dynamics, I'll be reasonably relaxed about it. Lots of new highs. I didn't do a click-through of all our stock market indices today, partly because I was preoccupied with the computer thing. But Owen did, and just read out a list of new highs, various different indices around the world. Japan, which had been such a dog recently, but I think on the Nikkei we've had, and well, all the in Japanese, main three Japanese indices that I watch, the Nikkei, the Topix, and the Tokyo Second Section, were up for the fifth day in a row in here today. Europe had some pretty decent gains, although all under 1%, but the best, nearly 1% for the UK FTSE Index and the French CAC Index. Also the Spanish IBEX Index, which has been one of the leaders on this rally from this particular leg of the rally, which started from those mid-August lows. Now, Wall Street, meanwhile, looks like we've still got over half an hour to go, but it looks like it's on schedule to eke out some modest gains here today, which is a pretty good performance on top of yesterday's very, very strong rally. The Dow is currently up 42, nearly 3 on the S&P, smaller gain of 4.5 on the NASDAQ composite. But factors here that are helping the stock markets to remain steady, as I say, the big scare items, and I think oil would probably scare investors more than anything else, but that remains quiet here at 44.23. That was down today. And the U.S. dollar is just still in its overall range, so we haven't got any big drama either up or down right now to preoccupy investors, and nobody is shouting about an imminent hike in interest rates at this stage. So we're left with seasonal factors and momentum, and there's still enough liquidity around, obviously, from the action we're seeing, to fuel further gains. So I'm content to sit tight, but the next big decision, of course, will be to commence pruning. And by that I mean starting to raise cash. while the sun shines, let's make hay, as somebody said. Okay. Looking at global bonds. Now, this, I've been sort of a little bit on tenterhooks here with this U.S. Treasury bond position. We're down 13.30 seconds here today. That's not bad, but obviously with a short position. But I'd like to see a real downward dynamic just to reaffirm the failed upward break that we saw last week. I think we'll probably see it, but it'd be nice if these things happen sooner rather than later. But patience is a virtue, and in a ranging market, my goodness, we do need patience. And then you look back on the pattern, and a number of months, let alone years later, and you think, you know, what was all the fuss about? Currencies. I mentioned that it was a sort of a mixed performance in here today, but currently we're seeing weak sterling today, and we're seeing the euro firming up. We're not all that far off the highs of the day, 133.92, but it is relatively quiet in the currency markets here right now. Dollar yen, the dollar's down just 20 ticks, so say largely unchanged. Now, what else to mention? Metals. We had some profit taking in here today, which hit most of the metals. The one of the exceptions was palladium, up a couple of bucks. No doubt offended. Palladium had its dignity offended by that hilarious comment in from a subscriber in one of the emails of the day yesterday. I noticed also platinum, which is the big influence on platinum. It's up a couple of dollars, but that's nothing on something that's at 843. Platinum incidentally closed at 187. And we did have that, more importantly, we had that dynamic right on the, following that opening at near 170. Either that was either yesterday or on Monday, and that looked like a trend-ending signal in terms of rally potential. But as I've mentioned, I wanted to concentrate more on other metals. Silver still ranging, gold still ranging, but down a little bit in here today, just under 340. Again, I'd emphasize a quiet day in here. The drama in metals that I didn't like was we had tin fall quite sharply. Got down to 8,300 at one stage. Obviously, somebody chopped a position out. Closed up off that at 8,425. But that was still down $330 on the day. Now, we've been down here before, and it's tended to bounce back quite strongly, but it needs to do so again. Because anybody looking at that chart will see the big stalk from the earlier gains and the sort of little rollover pattern, which after today's move is looking more toppy than continuation in terms of the upside. But other metals, to say, are pretty firm across the boards, so I'm holding. I've got a small position in tin, which I'm still holding at a loss. I've been a little bit concerned. I've been more concerned by the loss of the backwardation that we had seen recently. But the whole story on these metals has been by the setbacks, and mind you, some of them have been quite sharp, so you need to wait until the dust settles. In other words, you get a shakeout and then the price starts to steady again, loses downside momentum. It would be premature to say that that's the case for tin after this just one hit in here today. But that supply inelasticity theme remains alive and well as far as I'm concerned. And I think GDP growth for at least the first half of 2005 was more likely to surprise on the upside than on the downside. And I think China's demand for these metals will continue to be quite strong. But you know that this is a volatile sector, and that whenever stops accumulate at a certain level, you can be quite certain that some of the LME ring dealing people will look on those stops with considerable interest. Enough said. Natural gas. I had a chance to flip out that February position that I had picked up yesterday at a modest profit. But these are big contracts, so even a modest profit isn't isn't that bad a deal. Peaked up over 8, beg your pardon, picked up over 7, but fell back. And I think it can do quite a bit better than that, but it needs a needs some sort of little catalyst, such as a report about a cold front coming in the United States. But again, natural gas, like the other supply and elasticity trades, it has paid to buy them on setbacks. Grains, a wee bit of softening in here right now. Now, I will be in, do some shopping, some Christmas food supplies shopping with Mrs. Fuller tomorrow morning, but I will be in the office to do another comment and an audio, and I'll probably do one on Friday as well, then be off a few days, but I'll put that on the site. Meanwhile, all the best.